This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
It's now time for Connecting Caregivers with author, speaker, caregiver advocate, and talk show host, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for caregivers.
All the caregivers around the world today, it's time to lift you up. It's time to celebrate. Good afternoon and welcome to Connecting Caregivers with me, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregivers with love, laughter, and lessons learned. On the show where you can find help and hope. And with us on the boards today, we have Ed. How you doing, Ed?
Well, it's getting closer. It's the eve of Christmas.
Yeah, it's very close.
Getting closer. But you know, can't tell it by the stores, I'll tell you. Each year it seems that it's less and less at the stores because most people are doing it online.
Well, and
it's
plus
so
I think
easier, you know?
I think it's easier online. Plus, I think a lot of people are not shopping as much as they were before for financial reasons. I know me with my family, I'm just buying my grandchildren experiences. Mm. I don't have to go. I just pick out whatever that experience is. I don't want to say anything because they may be listening. You know, and you go out and you have a nice lunch or a dinner or whatever, because in like 10 years from now, are they going to remember that I bought them a football or a $200 pair of sneakers or whatever? But no, but they're going to remember I went here with Grandma.
Yeah.
And it takes a lot of stress off me.
Mm. Well, I mean, it's like each year, even this year with you know, the Black Friday was downgraded. You know, we had COVID and blah, 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 blah. But it's like, you know, remember they were starting to open at 9 p.m. Thanksgiving night?
Yeah.
Now it was all 6 a.m. But one thing, they didn't have the workers to do it open in the middle of the night.
Exactly.
And two, it's like I said, the online thing, it's as easy, if not easier. And the thing is, the stores, are people are like, well, what about the brick and mortar? You're not supporting them. They don't carry it.
Yeah. You go to your brick and mortar for what they do carry.
If I go to Lowe's and I want this, and they're like, oh, we only have that online.
Right.
Okay. You know.
Right. But.
So.
Tis the season.
Because I remember when I did traffic back in the days, and we would, you know, it would be like, stay away from the malls on Friday.
Yeah.
You know, it's like 2 miles around the mall, forget it, you know? And like this year I was around, and it was not even a hassle.
Oh, I did Black Friday maybe 2 times, both times with my daughter and my granddaughter. Not my deal.
Yeah.
Didn't want
to. My friends, used to make an event of it. They would get up at like 4 a.m., go have mimosas.
I don't even like to shop, though. I don't even like to shop to begin with, so.
That's what you really want, your wife and the credit cards all liquored up, you know.
Yeah, that's not too good.
Christmas.
That's not too good. Well, unfortunately, my best friend, my co-host, and my sidekick, Lynn, is not with me today. She's still a little bit under the weather with something a little different now. So I'm just hoping she feels better for the holidays. I hate to see anybody being sick during this time.
She would have came in all decorated out, didn't she?
Yeah, she would have. Her house is all decorated out.
Blinking lights in her head, I think she did last year.
Yeah. But anyway, but I'm glad for all of you who have tuned in today. I want to give a shout out to our newest listeners. We have Annie in Tampa, Margie in Largo, and Alice in St. Pete. Like I always say, there's always plenty of room around the Connecting Caregivers table for more listeners, whether you tune in when we're live on the radio or on Facebook or YouTube or on my website or whatever. We're just here to try to bring you help and hope, because we know that your caregiving journey is not easy. In fact, it's probably pretty difficult. But I do feel between the radio show and support groups and conferences, you can get an education, you can know that you're not alone, and you can find things that will make your caregiving journey easier, because you're not getting out of it. You're not getting out of it, you're in it. Yeah, as Rosalind Carter, God bless her soul, said years ago, you either are a caregiver, you have been a caregiver, you will be a caregiver, or someone will be taking care of you. So, like I always like to say, it's an equal opportunity employer. Everybody gets that opportunity. But it depends on what you do with that opportunity and how you treat it. So, last week, we were talking a little bit about some good Christmas stories, and I'll repeat the one story because I think it's just fabulous, and I have another new one. So one of my caregivers lives in kind of a rural area, and her husband has some cognitive impairment. And he went to the store to do a little bit of shopping, to the supermarket. And he locked his keys, his phone, and his wallet in the car. So he's very frustrated, he's upset, he's kicking the tire, and even has some tears in his eyes. And lo and behold, there's a young man there on his bicycle, 15 or 16 years old, and he goes over to him and says, don't cry, like, what's the matter, what can I help you with? And so he tells him his story, and the kid said, here, take my cell phone, call your wife, she can come get you or bring the extra set of keys to the car. And the man said to him, well, unfortunately, we only have one car. So the kid goes, okay, so take my phone and call your wife, and I will bike to her house and to your house, and I'll get the keys and I'll bring them back for you. And the guy goes, you know, that's like 5.5 miles I live from here. And the kid said, don't worry, I need the exercise, and I would hope someone would help my grandpa. So he went and rode the bike 5.5 miles and got the keys and brought it back for the man. How fabulous is that? Because we don't hear all these good stories. We hear a lot of the terrible stories. But for the young man to do that and think, you know, like, I hope somebody would help my grandpa, I think it's just a wonderful thing. I also think, to go one step further, that when we have people that have cognitive impairment, we have to think about when it's time for them not to be driving anymore. Because this man, this could have happened to him, not even in the rural area, but even in a busy area where someone might have taken advantage of him, where he sees he has no control here. You know, like, give me some money and I'll do this, or whatever kind of thing. So when it comes to driving, even though it's the most difficult thing in the world, it's something that we need to think about. And you know what the thing is? It's like our generation, my generation, so I'm 70, is the first generation that really had to deal with taking the keys away from mom or dad or their spouse. First of all, we didn't live that long. Second of all, my mom didn't get her driver's license until she was like 40. My aunts, none of them ever had a driver's license. But for my generation and the generation right before me, that was your freedom. That was your open to the world. But please think about that, because I don't want to see anybody in a dangerous situation. Do we have Dr. Lord in yet? Okay. So I'm going to talk about my next favorite, or my new favorite this year story. So we talked about last week about some other Christmas stories. Well, years ago, I'm thinking it's probably 10, 12 years ago, I used to do this journaling workshop. I still do journaling workshops. This journaling workshop, and this gal came, and she was very frustrated. She was taking care of her dad, and the journaling workshop really helped her, and she came to one of the life support groups and found out about some resources and some different things, because she was really, really having a hard time. So things start getting a little better for her, because she's finding out about resources and knowing that she's not alone, and her sister comes to visit. And her sister says to her, oh my goodness, you look so fabulous. You look so much better since the last time I saw you. What have you been doing differently? And she said, well, I got into this journaling workshop, and I got into this support group, and I found out about resources, and I've just learned about some different things. And the best thing about the journaling workshop is I can get my feelings out in an area that's not judgmental. I can share if I want to share, or, you know, I don't have to share. Well, her dad is in the next room, and all of a sudden he yells from the next room, oh, that's good for you. Well, dad is very angry. Dad's confined to a wheelchair. Dad was a busy man in his life. Dad doesn't like anything that's going on right now. And all of a sudden dad comes into the room, and he's like, well, isn't that just fabulous for you, you know, that you can feel better? You know, like, I'm having a really hard time here, too. And the daughter say, and I feel like I'm a burden to you. You think that's good for me? And the daughters are like, Dad, You're not a burden to us. You held down 3 jobs when we were kids. You're the most fabulous dad. You know, we just want to work with you. We just want to, you know, we want... Do you think maybe you would like to journal? Because at one time he used to write. And they gave him a book, and he just took it, and he went, and he wrote some stuff that day, and he wrote some stuff the next day, and he wrote some stuff for, I don't know, a week or two or whatever. And finally he took the journal, and he pushed it towards his daughters and said, "You want to see how I feel?" And they opened up the journal, and... "I'm sorry I'm a burden to my family. I feel terrible I can't go out and take a walk anymore. I feel terrible I really don't have any purpose. I don't lead to anything. I don't do anything. I don't... Well, I have to take all these medications and my daughters have to babysit me." Well, when the daughter started reading some of the things that he read, it was a good time to, like, address this now. And they were like, "Dad... Like we said, you're not a burden to us. Dad, we want to help you in any way we can. We just want you to be okay." Well, the more they had a conversation with the dad said, "Okay, he's going to start a new journal." He started trying to look at some things differently, especially since the daughters had addressed things with him. And the daughter calls me up and she says to me, "My dad wants to know if he can come to the journaling workshop." And I'm like, "Heck yes." And so she comes to the journaling workshop and she pushes dad in his wheelchair and he tells this little story. And then he says, "I'd like to share my journal with you now." And in the journal it says, "I am grateful that I have daughters that take care of me. I'm grateful that I can go out in my wheelchair when my daughter goes for a walk and get some fresh air. I'm grateful that I am still mobile to an extent. I am grateful that I can still feed myself. I am grateful. And how that whole thing turned around. And I was like, "Oh my goodness." The best part of it all, his name was Joe. He was born in Brooklyn. The best part of it was he brought me the best meatballs I ever had in my life. Delicious. Well, so it was a great story. It was a happy ending. And now I get an email this week. And those journals that Joe has passed away, and those journals that Joe was keeping, now... his grandson is turning them into a book. Because Joe started writing some pretty profound things in those journals. Things about his life, things about what he had been through, tips here and there, just stuff that his kids maybe need to hear. And even if you turn it into a book just for your family, you know, it doesn't have to be a bestseller. It can be a big value. And a big, oh my God, homage to someone. If someone would, I don't know, if anybody ever tried to turn my journals into anything, it would take them about 42 years, but I think that's a really fabulous thing that they're doing that. It makes me so happy. Because we all have a story, and we all need something to share, and when we share that story, we find out that others have a story too, and others are willing to share. Because like I say all the time, when I speak or wherever I am, I really feel that we're all the same schmoes. We want our health, we want a roof over our head, we want food on the table, we want our family, and we may have different hobbies, we may have different interests, but basically we're exactly the same. And when you figure that out, you get to make a whole lot of new friends. And I'll tell you how I came to that synopsis or whatever. Years ago, I used to run a professional women's networking group. It was called Professional Women Empower. And it was to motivate and inspire women to be the best they could be personally and professionally while making a difference in the community. And it was a fabulous thing. All these women were working together and they were doing all these wonderful things. It's how your journey leads you all of a sudden from one step to the next. You never know how it's going to happen. Well, during that time, my the group started out, I mean, the first week we had 20 women. The next week it was 40 women, 60 women, 80 women, 100 women were meeting in Tuesdays at Saffron's Restaurant in St. Pete. Within a year, we had, I think, 10 chapters all over the area. I didn't even know what the heck was going on. People would say, hey, you want to start a chapter in Brandon? I'm like, heck yeah. I don't realize how far away it was because I was new to the area. And on a Friday afternoon, that wasn't too smart. But anyway, it was a really powerful time. And during that time, my dad had a stroke. And I would come to the meeting and ask the ladies on a personal level, could they send their positive energies my dad's way and maybe go out and do something nice for somebody that they normally wouldn't think about doing something nice for, because that's how my dad was. My dad's the type of guy that buys flowers for the crossing guard, that gets a great book for the waitress at the restaurant that told him about this book. He would remember things. He would do those kind of things. Well, it was pretty cool. So all these women started going out and doing all this different stuff. So we started a website, and it was called The Dave Game. My dad's name is Dave. And it was about random acts of kindness. And we would challenge people. And we had these little business cards that said, you have been Daved. So somebody would Dave somebody in a restaurant or whatever. And on the website, you could go there and you could tell the story of you were Daved or you Daved somebody. And my dad was confined to a bed after that. But my stepmother had someone hook up the computer to the television, and even though my dad was in a bed, he could go on that website and see people doing random acts of kindness in his name. Well, I can't tell you how powerful that was. Powerful for my dad because he was still being alive, because that's the kind of guy he was. Powerful for people doing kind things to one another. Sometimes I would go and I would speak to children's schools and we would have a little challenge. See who could Dave somebody. And with kids, it's really easy. They don't have a problem. They don't have a problem giving something away. They don't have a problem being something nice. Sometimes as adults, we have to practice that a little more. But it was a wonderful thing, and it was a wonderful time, and I continue to try to act the way my dad act. You know, be kind to somebody. And I really want you to think about that during the holidays, because kindness isn't about money. Kindness is about caring. Kindness is about taking time out. Kindness is about living in the moment. You know, you hear stories all the time that somebody pays for the person in line ahead of them at the fast food place. Or sometimes people will be having breakfast in a diner and someone will pay the tab for a veteran. That's wonderful. But let's keep continuing that. And let's find what other ways we can do that differently. Whether it's going to a neighbor, whether it's joining some kind of organization. Some people are like, I don't know where to start. Well, I'll tell you, there are a lot of great fraternal organizations out there. Kiwanis, Rotary, there's even Chamber of Commerce's, and groups like there was Professional Women in Power that are just out there to try to do good things. And they need help. You know, for instance, my Kiwanis group, I've been in Kiwanis over 17 years. And like I said, I'm 70 years old, and I am just about the youngest one in my group. We need to bring some youth into here. You know, I tell my grandchildren, I say service work is not an option. Service work is a responsibility, because this is the community you live in. You should know about your community, and you should do something for your community. And every time I bring them to volunteer or to do something, they're delighted. They love it. Because kids want to be part of their community. But it's up to us to give that example. It's up to us to find those avenues for them, because they can't do it by themselves. And maybe one of the things your kids could just do is help one of your neighbors. Do you see your neighbor's lawn needs to be mowed? Do you know they're having a couple of issues? So you know what? When you mow your lawn, just keep going over to their lawn. Or if you have somebody that mows your lawn, pay them to mow their lawn next week, too. I can't tell you what a big difference that can mean for somebody that's thinking about everything else that they have to take care of with caregiving in the holidays. If somebody would mow my lawn, if somebody would bring in my garbage cans, just bring in my garbage cans from the curb to my yard or the side of my house, wherever it goes, that can be a big gift for somebody, really. So think about the little ways, you know, you can be kind to somebody and help them out. It doesn't have to cost you anything. So let's just think about that. But right now it's time to hear from our wonderful partners, because you know the deal. If you don't hear from them, you don't hear from me. So don't go away. We'll be right back on Connecting Caregivers Radio.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Arden Courts is not just a place to live. It's a place to call home. Residential living combined with quality caregiving. This is the philosophy behind Arden Courts. Communities created exclusively for individuals with Alzheimer's disease and related dementia who would benefit from a safe and structured environment. For additional information about any of the unique services Arden Courts provides, call 888-478-2410 to locate a community nearest you. Inquire about our educational seminars, resource library, or support groups, or simply feel free to ask questions you may have about Alzheimer's and related dementias. At Arden Courts, we know, we understand, and we can help, because memory care is all we do. Remember, call 888-478-2410 for additional information about any of the unique services Arden Courts provides.
Sean W. Scott has been practicing elder law and qualifying clients for Medicaid for over 30 years. While his practice is in all areas of estate planning, such as durable power of attorney, healthcare surrogates, and wills, he also prides himself on having a 100% accuracy rate on getting clients approved for Medicaid. Why Medicaid, you may ask? Do you want to pay up to $16,000 a month for a nursing home should the time come? Obviously, no one wants to have to endure this cost. So, even though you may have planned well for retirement, the reality is, things happen. Planning ahead is never too soon. You need to make sure your income and assets are protected so that you can take care of you and your loved ones. Florida law is very specific on how and what is protected and how to protect it. Give Sean a call. He can help. 727-539-0181. That's 727-539-0181.
My mom was getting older, but she was able to live pretty independently until recently. When her case manager told me she would be discharged from rehab in just a few days, I didn't know what to do. But I knew for sure that she couldn't go back living alone at home. So that's when I contacted Sunway's Senior Living Concierge. My Senior Living Concierge, Lisa, was there for me through the whole process and was a free service for us to compare in-home care options and how that cost would compare to assisted living. With Lisa's help, we found a great new home for Mom, and she is thriving. Take it from me, don't go through this journey alone.
Hi, I'm Ellie Baldwin, co-founder and president of Sunway's Senior Living Concierge. We're a free placement and concierge service for families to help compare senior living communities and find the best place for you or a loved one. Call us today at 727-314-6451 or find us online at sunwaysseniorliving.com.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
And we're back. And like I say all the time, Sunways is a great opportunity. They're a great company. If you're thinking about now or in the future that your loved one would probably be safe in a community. I don't want you to think about I'm putting someone in a community. When it comes to that, the time for that conversation, it can be very difficult. And I find the more we can prepare for that, the better off, because we know when we get certain diagnosis that it's not going to get better. And we have to face that, because if we just keep putting it aside, not paying any attention to it, then the worst scenario comes through, because then you have to make decisions in a crisis. And maybe you don't have your own choices to make it. People plan more for their vacations than they do for their health or for their retirement. And it doesn't have to be that way. And I think part of the reason we don't do it is because we're a little fearful. But the longer we wait, the more fearful it gets. If we start preparing ahead of time and seeing what resources are available, I think it really gives you peace of mind. Because when we're dealing with some of the diseases that we're dealing with, There's nothing we can change about that, but we do need a little peace of mind. So we were supposed to have a guest calling in today, but it doesn't look like that's going to happen. So what I want you to do is text me at 727-365-8383 with any questions or comments or anything that you want to talk a little bit about. Or you can also message me on Facebook. It's all good. It's all good. So I've been very happy to hear that a lot of people have been thinking a little bit more about their plans for the holidays. I was really glad when I had a support group this week that a lot of people said, I'm not doing it this year. I'm just not going to cook, or maybe I'm going to get the food from the supermarket or from somewhere else, or maybe I'm not going to make a big deal about the food. Maybe the most important thing is just to make that one apple pie. Or maybe that one sweet potato casserole, or whatever it is, whatever your liking is. One of my caregivers says, you know, what we decided we're going to do? It's just me and my mom and my uncle. She said, we're just going to do appetizers. We're going to do appetizers. We're going to play some board games. Now, my mom doesn't play them as well as she used to, but who cares? Who cares what game it is? You can go with the flow, however it goes. And if there is a game that they can play really good, whether it's cards or dominoes or whatever it is, then play that game. And I'll tell you, too, another thing I've realized recently, a lot of my caregivers told me many times it's difficult. Somebody that can still play cards and likes to play cards, it's very difficult for them to hold the cards in their hand when they're playing the game. So there's these little stands that you can get that goes right in front of the person. They can stand the cards in there, and then they can see that. Because I would hate to see someone who likes to play cards stop playing because they can't hold the cards in their hands. And maybe we need to pay a little attention if they're having that issue, because they may not even say it. So please be on the lookout for that, because that's such an easy remedy for something that can continue someone to be active and to do different things. Also know, if you're playing some kind of games with your loved one and they're not necessarily doing it the right way and they have cognitive impairment, who cares? Who cares? Two of my caregivers, both of their husbands have dementia, and they go to the clubhouse, and the two guys play pool, and it's their own game of pool. Believe me, it makes no sense. They like it. They laugh. They keep playing. Their wives get to sit up on the side and just breathe for a little while and talk for a little bit. So it doesn't have to be what we necessarily think it needs to be. I think, you know, another conversation we had in the support group this week is try not to look for expectations, because I think 90% of the times when people look, have expectations, they get let down. They get let down because you can't predict what's going to happen or how somebody's going to act or what's going to go on. Oh, somebody just texted me in a question here. Okay, Linda, can you tell me about adult daycare? So, what is adult daycare? Adult daycare can be fabulous for people. Many times it comes to the point where you're at home and you're taking care of your loved one and it's just you and them. You may be trying to work from home. It's really hard. You don't want your loved one just to be sitting in a chair in front of a TV, because that can lead to more cognitive decline. Well, if they can get out and they can be a little active, adult daycare is an absolutely fabulous thing. So there are all different kinds of adult daycare, and there are all different kinds of prices. Look in your communities to see what is available, or if you need questions, you can email me through my website, lindaburhans.com, and I'll answer those questions. But I find it, you know, a friend of mine, I just started thinking about this when you asked about adult daycare. Mama Rose, she passed away about a year ago. Maybe it's be a year soon, I'm not quite sure. And she was home during the day, and she was having issues because she was lonely and everything. And So her family decided, you know, it might be a good thing for her to go to adult daycare, and they checked out a couple of places, and they found a place that was fabulous. But nobody wanted to say to her, that they, because how do you kind of like explain that? So I went over and I saw her and I said to her, Mama, I work at this place and I need somebody to come and be my assistant. So she went to adult daycare. I went there a few times. I did a couple of free programs. And I said to her, you know, I'm on the road a lot with everything I do. But if you could just stay here, you know, with these people and have a fabulous time. And what I really need you to do for me is just be a good example. So when they say it's time to do this or we want to get together for lunch, I want you to be the first one and be the leader. And she was like, yes, indeedy. And in the beginning, she was going there 2 days a week. And before you know it, she was going there 5 days a week and not so happy that it was not open on the weekends. So many times something that we're like a little nervous about, it's our nervousness. It's better for our loved one and we need to direct them. And it's always worth a try. If it doesn't work out, you tried. But I will tell you, I feel... in all the experiences that I've heard about, probably 95% of the time it works out. Because who wants to be isolated and sitting home by themselves alone? Nobody. And it's nice for your loved one to be around people that are the same age as them that they can relate to. So if it takes them a little bit longer to do something, but it's the guy sitting next to me, it takes him a little bit longer to do something too. Well, that's kind of cool. And if I'm hanging with a bunch of people that... are at the same level and movement that I am and capabilities, well, I think I would feel like a whole lot much better. Because everybody wants to be part of something. Everybody wants to have a purpose. Everybody wants to care about someone else. There are some people I know, their loved one goes into adult daycare and they start being the helper. They're the helper there, just like Mama was the helper. So I think that's a fabulous thing. So think about that. And if I say, if you need resources in your area, if you're in my area, the Tampa Bay area, you can just contact me through my website, lindaburhans.com. If it's not my area, you can contact your area agency on aging, or you can still contact me and I'll find out what's going on in your area. So... I have another question sent in here. Oh. How do I know if I have dementia or I just can't think straight anymore? Well, it's very funny when I do a lot of my seminars. I do this little skit about the difference between Alzheimer's and between dementia and normal aging. And when I finish that little skit, I see probably... 90% of the audience goes, oh, okay, I don't have dementia. I just have normal aging. Our brain, I hate to tell you, but our brain is at its best capacity, its full capacity, when we are 25 years old. Now, it takes 25, you just start getting a little bit smart, and then it goes downhill from there. So your brain is at its highest capacity when it's 25 years old, or its healthiest capacity, whatever it is. After that, it's just going downhill. All right, the difference between, and I can't say for everybody's circumstances. I always would think that you need to go and have a test if you're concerned about this. There are memory disorder clinics everywhere. You speak to your primary doctor about it and say, I think I have some concerns. If I'm at home and I go downstairs and to get something and I can't remember what it is, and I'm sure a lot of people can relate to this, and I sometimes can do this on a daily basis and maybe sometimes not for a week. And so I have to go back upstairs or downstairs and get back to where I was to kind of figure out what I needed to get, what I was doing. That's just part of a normal aging brain. If I go downstairs and don't realize that I was even going downstairs for something and I just get distracted and I start dusting the furniture or whatever. And then someone calls me up and I have a little conversation with them on the phone. And then I hang up. And I had that little conversation with my friend and said, yeah, I'm going to meet you at the mall at 3 o'clock. And I go about doing my stuff. And then at 3:15, the phone rings and my friend says, where are you? And I'm like, what do you mean where I am? I'm at the mall. Well, what are you doing at the mall? Oh, I'm meeting you for lunch. I'm meeting you for lunch? Yeah, I just spoke to you 2 hours ago. We didn't say anything about no lunch. Yeah, we did. Okay, that's something to think about. And if you are not capable of thinking that on your own, your friend that you were supposed to meet needs to think about it. And it's not the end of the world. It's okay. It's okay. But we need to watch out for each other. Because if we don't, it just makes things a whole lot harder. Then another question too. How do I get a diagnosis? Like I say, talk to your primary care physician first. See where they lead you. You know, they give you that little test, you know, put the numbers on the clock. But you need more extensive testing than that if you're concerned. In fact, January 27th, I start in myself, I'm enrolled in an Alzheimer's study. Because if I'm slipping or anything, I want to know ahead of time. And if I can help learn the world, who's ever studying this, learn anything more about this horrific disease, I'm going to do it. We need people to go into studies, because if we don't have people in studies, how can we study it? How can we figure it out further? So think about that when you hear that different. And the study I'm going into has no medication. I won't be on any medications because I don't want to do. It's over a 2-year period, but it takes, I don't know, something like 6 hours a month. And a lot of it is online. I have to like play a lot of games, I guess, and they see how good I do at the games or whatever, but I don't know. I think those online games are really good to keep us active and to keep us busy. Oh, I just got a message too from my friend Normack. Normack just sent a message through Facebook. He's from the UK. He said, Merry Christmas, my wonderful friend. What a fabulous guy he is. Look him up on Facebook, Norm Mack, short for Norm McNamara. And he started the memory cafes, which are all over the place now. There are a lot of memory cafes here in the U.S. My friend Dr. Kate McCarty does a lot of memory cafes. Memory cafes where you can go with your loved one who is having issues. And meet with people that are in the same boat as you, but you have your loved one with you. And sometimes they do activities, and sometimes they just meet for a lunch, and sometimes they'll have a speaker in, it depends. But once again, and it's knowing that you're not alone. Once again, it's finding out resources. Because, just for instance, home health care. Home health in Pinellas County here, I think there's like 300 companies. How do you pick? How do you know? Well, you want to talk to people that have experience in it. You want to talk to people at some ways. You're going to talk to people like me that see up in front what's going on. And I'm not saying that they're terrible companies. I think the majority of the companies are really good companies. The reason there's 300 in Pinellas County is because we have a senior every square inch. It's funny, when I first moved here from New York, there was a guy that used to do the weather, the New York weather, and he was like the five boroughs, and then he's like, and the sixth borough is Florida, and this is the weather in Florida today, because so many people from New York moved to Florida. I heard some crazy numbers yesterday, I can't even fathom what they were, about how many people have moved to Florida since COVID. It's like just crazy. Everywhere you go, they're building up big buildings and different things. But it makes me very happy being in this area, because there's a lot of good care for seniors. There's a lot of good care for caregivers, as there is in a lot of other states. But look out for the resources that are in your state. You can contact your area agency on aging, AARP. They have a ton of good services. All of these organizations, too, are starting to have more educational seminars, live and also virtually. It's a whole different ball game than when I started doing this 15 years ago. Caregivers have now identified themselves as caregivers more. I think some of them have seen what happens when you don't have help or when you don't, and I shouldn't say don't have help. Many times it's just the caregivers do not accept help. They think I can just do it on my own. This is my responsibility. This is my spouse. This is my mom. This is my child, whoever it is, and this is my responsibility. Well, you know what? It takes a village, and people want to help you. And so what I suggest is, because this is what happens. Somebody comes up to you as a caregiver and they go, how you doing? And this is what the caregiver says every time. I'm okay, or I'm good. And that is furthest from the truth most of the time. But I think when you ask the caregiver that, in the back of their mind they're thinking, oh great, now I have to think of something that you can help me with. Let's put one more thing on my list. What are you going to help me with? Are you going to bathe my mother? Are you going to do this? Are you going to do that? So I suggest to caregivers to sit down and make a list of some things that you can accept help with. Because you're not the only one that can do laundry. You're not the only one that can mow the lawn or take the trash cans in or pick up the prescription or whatever it is. You may be the bomb caregiver with everything else, but there are things that you do that anybody could do. So make that list, and then when your neighbor, your friend, your sister, whoever comes over and asks, what can I do for you, you just pull out the list. And so you just pick something on the list. And every time they're going to pick something. Believe me, every time they're going to pick something, because they asked you, because they want to help you. Because if we keep just saying, I'm okay, I'm okay, I'm okay, I'm okay, then they stop asking you because they don't feel like, they don't want to step on your toes, they don't want to put any more pressure on you, so they stop asking you. And then you, the caregiver, is home at night and you're crying. I have to do this all by myself. Well, you have to do it all by yourself because every person that asked if they could help you, you said no to. You said you're okay. And you've heard me say this before, you know, after my mom passed away, I met a friend in the supermarket, and she said, how you doing, Linda? And I said, I'm okay. And she said, I'm sick of hearing that from you. She said, I have to tell you, when you took care of your mother, you stole my joy. I said, excuse me? She said, you stole my joy. Well, that's the last thing I want to do. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And she said, Linda, I could see you swimming in quicksand. And every single time I asked if I could help you, you said, no, I'm okay. So not only did you not let me help you, you didn't give me the opportunity to meet your mom. Holy moly. Holy moly. So think about that. Because as much as you think, like I did, that I'm the bomb caregiver and nobody can do it like me, many times your loved one is just sitting there and underneath their breath, they're saying, hey, Linda, could you go away for a little while? I'd like to see a different face. I'd like to see someone who's not gritting their teeth and smiling at the same time. Because we think we're doing it all good, 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 but nobody's perfect. It's a tough job and everybody needs a break. All right, now we're going to hear from our wonderful partners because you know the deal. Tune in a few minutes.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Choosing the right chiropractor is an important choice to make. Located in Seminole, the Alexander Spine Center team is trained on the latest chiropractic treatments and technologies. At Alexander Spine Center, you'll find chiropractic and physical therapy care that is safe, effective, and a natural approach to pain and other health-related issues. Chiropractic unlocks your body's potential and natural healing process to ensure your life is a healthy life. We treat clients from the womb to the tomb. Call 727-397-3000 for a free consultation today or visit our website at www.alexanderspinecenter.com.
They take good care of me twice a week, so check them out.
Arden Courts is not just a place to live. It's a place to call home. Residential living combined with quality caregiving. This is the philosophy behind Arden Courts. Communities created exclusively for individuals with Alzheimer's disease and related dementia who would benefit from a safe and structured environment. For additional information about any of the unique services Arden Courts provides, call 888-478-2410 to locate a community nearest you. Inquire about our educational seminars, resource library, or support groups, or simply feel free to ask questions you may have about Alzheimer's and related dementias. At Arden Courts, we know, we understand, and we can help because memory care is all we do. Remember, call 888-478-2410 for additional information about any of the unique services Arden Courts provides.
We believe the power of the human body and mind can do amazing things, and that tapping into that power, not just tricking it with a temporary disguise, is possible. Superpatch technology uses a special pattern and vibro-tactile technology to help you go from feeling blah to hurrah. Now, once the superpatch is in contact with your skin, it triggers a neutral response in the brainstem that helps you tackle your daily problems head-on. Whether you're struggling with pain, balance, stress, or focus, we have a solution that might be right for you. With Superpatch's 30-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain.
Hi, this is Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregivers. I started using the Liberty Patch over 3 years ago. I used to be a tripper, but since wearing a Liberty Patch, I haven't tripped once. The Liberty Patch is proven to reduce the risk of falling by up to 8 times. And as we all know, if you prevent the fall, you prevent the call. Don't wait until it's too late. Preventative solutions are the answer.
Superpatch does not claim to diagnose, treat, or cure illness. Superpatch is FDA registered. To receive 25% off your first order, go to sticktoit.info. That's sticktoit.info and learn more.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Yes, and we all know how I love the Superpatch, and they've just come out with a new patch that'll be available shortly that helps if you have any kind of skin conditions, rashes, eczema, that kind of stuff. So I have a friend that has some of those issues, so I'm going to try out the patch and I'll let you guys know how it works because, once again, drug-free. I think that's the most important thing of all. All right, so I want you to go to my website, lindaburhans.com, and I want you to nominate someone for the caregiver contest. It doesn't cost you any money to do it. It takes you about 2 minutes the most. Every single person that gets nominated receives something from me. And then once a quarter, and the next contest winner will be picked the second week in January. Once a quarter, we pick one person that was nominated randomly because you're all winners to us. And that person gets a bunch of gift cards and some respite care and a haircut and a massage and a whole bunch of stuff like that. Every person that is nominated just is so grateful that someone nominated them. It can make the difference in their lives. So, not their whole life, but in their life today. So, just go to lindaburhans.com and nominate somebody. I want to let you know that there's some seminars coming up with elder care attorney Sean Scott. January 2nd, Palm Harbor Library, 2 o'clock. January 5th, Largo Library, 2:30. January 8th, Seminole Library, 2 o'clock. He'll answer all your questions that you have about Medicare and powers of attorney and healthcare surrogates and all that kind of stuff. He's really personable. He's not scary, and I think you'll really like him. Another thing I've mentioned before I want to mention again is Healthcare Buddies. They're to help people that are living at home alone. Maybe they just need someone to call them every day and have a little chat with them and check in. That can make the difference in a person's life. So if you know somebody that could use that service, you can contact Healthcare Buddies. And they're going to be on the show in a couple weeks, too. But you can contact them at their phone number is 813-492-8931. Okay, and now we're going to be wrapping it up. And we're going to wrap it up like we did last week with my cousin Pete Camp's song, You, Me, and the Christmas Tree. Because it is a fabulous song. My cousin wrote it, wrote the song, wrote the music, played all the instruments in it. You can find it on YouTube under Pete Camp, C-A-M-P. It just makes you want to move and get around. So enjoy the song. Pete Camp, C-A-M-P. I can't hear you, Ed.
What's the name of the song, actually?
You, Me, and the Christmas Tree. You got it? All right, I didn't warn Ed that I wanted to play the song again, so he's queuing it up for us now. Tune in next week for another fabulous show. Remember, God loves you all the time, and have a delicious day, and rock to this song.
Christmas tree. Christmas tree. Just right for me. But then the door opens and we share a smile, 'cause we know that it's been a while. Oh yeah. Since we sat by the fireplace late at night, knowing that together it'll all be alright. And we piled up the blankets on our favorite chair. No need for counting, 'cause you're already here. That just about sums it up for me. And I sure hope that you agree. That just about sums it up for me. I just need you and the Christmas tree. You know it's all that I need.
Blur it out. Hold on. Hold on. Okay.
WTAN Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF Dade City.
FM 102.3.
Listen.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Wendy Gillette, the UN Security Council.